Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest.
Your hermitage of the heart.
Your monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts and minds to heaven to draw upon the wisdom of the saints to navigate this very challenging life. So today I want to talk about a very difficult subject, but one that people want us to talk about and have asked us to talk about. And the reason they've asked us to talk about it is because of how much misinformation there is out there.
Right.
But I wanted to share with you my inspiration about why to do this beyond that on the show, because we get all kinds of requests to talk about all kinds of things. But last night I was teaching over 100 guys in our High Calling program. And if our listeners don't know what our High Calling program is that we do a lot of priestly formation. We actually work with over 100 dioceses to help them form their guys. We do formation for priests who are already ordained, and we do formation for guys heading into the priesthood. And this particular work, the High Calling program, is for guys heading into the priesthood. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about sin. And one of the things that I really was hitting home is the danger of living in habitual mortal sin. But I'm just curious about your take on this. You know, my view, and I'm happy to have you critique it, but my view is that if we really understood the exceeding sinfulness of sin, the gravity of sin, mm-hmm. we would be horrified by it.
Right.
And I mean horrified by, like, I just ran over somebody's dog or somebody's child, horrified. I mean, that sounds horrific. But I think we've lost that sense of horror. Mm-hmm. regarding sin, and we've softened against it because of all this weak one theology isn't taught well, and then all of this sort of a narcissistic focus on sin that is only concerned with culpability, you know, as if there isn't offense, you know. It's all about, well, am I really going to get charged with this, you know?
Yeah, or the big stuff.
yeah, instead of, you know, how does this affect my relationship with God? How does this affect the cosmos, the world, other people? Because if I said to you, I know a guy who every day goes over to his neighbor's wife and they do their thing, and he comes back every day and expects intimacy with his wife every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, what would you think about that man?
Oh, he's duplicitous. He's wicked.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. He's deceitful.
Right.
He's delusional.
Right.
He's addicted. I mean, yeah. The list goes on. And he's an adulterer.
Right.
I mean,
so here's an interesting question. Why don't you? So I even felt the energy a little bit. I don't know where, if there was any, but there's energy there.
Oh, of course.
About how evil that is.
Yeah.
Why isn't it the same when we hear about a guy using porn? Why isn't there the same horror?
Right. It's become so mainstream. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think one of the primary things that is happening in this, you know, culture of modernity and, uh-huh. and this culture of everything's okay. You know, I don't kick puppies. I haven't murdered anybody. Maybe, you know, all of these things. Right. There's a deadening that happens in the heart and the mind,
right.
and the spirit, and people just do not understand. I mean, the goal of the entirety of our being is oneness with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's divinization. It's to become fully given over to God, and he's fully manifest in us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're to live out of that reality to become other conduits of grace. How can that possibly happen if my mind and heart is distracted, addicted, given over to things of the world? The world.
Right. Yeah, I mean, totally. So I'm talking to these guys in the High Calling program. If you, folks want to know, it's called myhighcalling.com if you want to find more about it, is as I'm telling them, if you're stuck in habitual mortal sin, there is nothing, you know, in more your life more important than dealing with that. Same with the guy who's going across the street or the next door to his neighbor's wife. There's nothing more important than stopping that. Why? Because, you know, in particular with guys going into seminary or in seminary, you on your way to hell are going to lead someone to heaven? Are you serious?
Yeah.
You on the way to hell are going to lead someone to heaven. Because if you are in habitual mortal sin, that's the path. You're choosing over and over and over the path of hell, the path to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. And I even want to go further than that, because you're talking specifically to, you know, the guys heading into seminary.
Right.
You know, I'd like to even, you know, I want to talk about, you know, the mom, the wife who goes to Mass daily and then goes home and has nothing to do with her husband because he doesn't treat her right. So then she doesn't like it. So that there's constant conflict, and there's nothing happening to that in that front. And there's bitterness, turning away from one another, screaming and yelling, you know, but we go to daily Mass, or the husband that goes to daily Mass. So we can look at this in all different levels of, you know, where is our heart and our mind given over to our flesh, to our opinion, to our addictions, to our passions that are not rightly ordered, that keep us away from the Lord.
Yeah.
Because there'll be many people that say, well, I don't have a porn addiction, but we all have something that separates us from being fully who we are called to be.
Right.
And for that interrupts the flow of grace within us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our Lord, I just love to think about this, that he's a jealous lover.
Yeah.
He wants every part of you. And if our call is to be holy and to be sanctified and to be one with him and to be saints, we must give everything over to him.
Yeah.
Everything. And we don't often realize what our issues are.
Hmm.
We don't often have the self-knowledge to understand where my heart is not given to the Lord, where my attachments are, where my distractions are, where my addictions are, where I've given over my heart and mind that pulls me away from God.
So I want you to think about some specific examples, you know, given your experience and all the work you do with spiritual direction and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, I want to just tell folks, I've actually just finished a book on hell called The Truth About Hell, and it'll be out soon. If you want to be first, and I don't know, I probably won't offer this maybe after this show, but we'll see. If you want to be first to get a signed copy of it, I'm going to offer you that. Go to spiritualdirection.com/hell, spiritualdirection.com/hell. Give us your name and your email. And when the book comes out, I don't know exactly how many folks I'm going to do it to. It might be 25, might be the first 50 people. I don't know exactly how many. But it's not going to be a long list because I don't have a bunch of time to sign 1,000 books. But go to spiritualdirection.com/hell and enter it into your name and email there. And then we'll send you a free advanced copy signed
by you.
By me.
Okay.
All right. So the biggest problem that I mentioned is, you know, the narcissistic focus on, am I culpable? Which is like, am I going to get away with this? And how much is really that question, right?
Yeah.
And then
it's kind of the question about the woman who had 7 husbands, you know, like who's going to be her husband?
It's
how do I get into heaven, Lord? You know, do I have to, I really have to give away everything, you know?
Yeah.
No attachments, that kind of thing.
Or
right?
What young people often will ask their,
how can I get away with?
What's the farthest I can go
with my girlfriend before?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Oh my goodness. What questions, right?
Right. I mean,
we're always like trying to figure our way in.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? It's not merciful or kind or gentle or good to avoid the topic of hell.
Right.
At all.
Right.
In fact, it's a lack of mercy and a lack of love that we don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Because what did Jesus come for after all to do?
Yeah,
he came to reconcile us to God, to cleanse us of our sins, to keep us in essence out of hell, but then also to take us to a glorious life in him and a glorious life in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. And what keeps coming to mind is in that scripture verse to the rich young man.
Yeah.
The first thing is he looked at him and loved him.
Yeah.
Like the Lord loves us, mm-hmm. and he's calling us back to himself. He does not want us to stay mired in the muck. Why? Because to be fully human, to be completely one with him is glorious.
Yeah.
All of heaven rejoices. Our life is completely transformed. He loves us so much, and he's trying to call us back to himself, away from all these things that hinder our progress to him.
Amen. So when we get back from the break, we're going to continue to talk about hell and essentially hell and how to avoid it. But if you want to get a free copy of my new book on hell, The Truth About Hell, where I'll be covering all the sayings of Jesus. Patrick O'Hearn and I wrote the book together, but all the sayings of Jesus. We'll be talking about some of the prophecies of Fatima, doctors of the church, that type of thing. It'll be an easy read, which is all my books are not shallow, but they're definitely accessible so that you can read it and be armed to kind of counteract this very destructive lie that nobody goes, or can we hope that nobody will ever go? And that's a dangerous and destructive lie, but it'll give you the ammunition without being a scholar or having to read scholarly articles and get in all that mess.
For yourself and for others.
For yourself and your family. SpiritualDirection.com/hell, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to go deeper into the interior life? Do you want to be transformed in Christ? The Avila Institute offers an array of courses whose purpose is to help you grow spiritually. From the spirituality of the saints to growth in prayer to spiritual direction, Avila is a well of knowledge and wisdom to guide you on your walk towards the Lord. Don't miss out on this opportunity to go deeper. Apply today at avila-institute.org.
The beautiful fact that no suffering is wasted, that all suffering has a purpose, and to wrestle with the idea, which is that everything that happens in our lives is either willed or permitted by God. Okay, God, why would you permit these things? I know that you're a good father and you're a loving father, so there's something there. So I have to bridge this gap between your permission of my suffering to your love for me as a father. And Uniformity with God's Will, the book by St. Alphonsus Liguori, bridges that gap. And he explains, as only he can, because he's such a hard hitter, the reality that these are all moments of growth, of virtue, of, hey, your legs are weak. You're like a newborn deer. You can't stand on your own. We need to get you to stand on your own. You know, those sorts of things. Even desolation. You know, the day-to-day kind of the ebbs and flows of the spiritual life. Those things are all permitted for a greater good, whatever that might be.
Check out the brand new updated version of Uniformity with God's Will titled Finding Peace in the Storm with commentary by Dan Burke.
This is Dan Stephanie Burke. Welcome back to Divine Intimacy Radio, talking about a subject nobody likes to talk about. You know, and I'll just want to acknowledge something before, because remember, we're going to go to some examples of where people are numb to what really can, things that are very common that you uncover with people who you work with, who Stephanie does spiritual direction most days of the week, most hours of the day. So she has a huge amount of experience in this. But, you know, there are people out there who were overly burdened by a fear of hell, you know, when they're young and that sort of thing. And so the subject sort of turns their stomach or whatever. But what I would encourage those folks to do is lean into the truth about it, not the exaggeration about it. we can't let the exaggeration about it control us and drive us away. Instead, because when you know the truth of it, you know the love of God. The truth about hell leads us to understand mercy and love and forgiveness.
Right. You know, right.
The truth about hell leads us to, I mean, to see God as he represents himself through Jesus, in it, who of course was fully God and fully man, but in the parable of the prodigal son, which is probably one of my full, you know, all-time favorite parables,
where
the God the Father is standing off in the distance, just waiting for the son to return. And as soon as he appears over the horizon, God is running, you know, God is running to redeem the lost sinner.
To accept him and bring him back in.
And to rejoice that he's back, and not to berate him and say, oh, you idiot, glad
it's
you finally
time.
Figured out. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. None All of right. That.
So what do you see commonly in your work with folks that's very dangerous, but that may be a little less hidden and people might not take very seriously?
Now, this is all through the lens of that we all fall short of the glory of God.
Right. It's not a judgment.
It's not a judgment. It's also in light of we're all on a journey.
Yeah.
And sometimes overcoming things is very difficult.
Right.
Often what we engage in, what we do, what we, you know, there's an open door. There's a wound.
Yeah.
Right. From our childhood, from our past, somewhere there's a wound and the enemy's gotten a hold of that like a handle. I talk about it being like a handle on a backpack. So when that wound is there, it's like that handle and that ugly claw of the enemy is on it, and he manipulates us, he controls us, and he takes us down. It is his mission to destroy you, to destroy you, your vocation, your marriage, your children, whatever it is. That's his mission. God on his mercy has already paid the price for sin. So he's drawing us to him to receive that mercy, to accept it, and to cooperate with the mercy that he wants to just pour out on us in torrents, right? So in between that is us, you know, what we choose to accept, allow, participate in all of that. You know, I can look at it in different ways. There are those that have given their life over to God through vocation, right? And I think I'm just going to leave it generically like that, right? And that can be a lot of times habitual self-abuse, and I'll leave that descriptor as is.
Yeah.
You know, habitual sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Right. Which almost always is connected to pornography.
Right.
Right. So that impurity, the sin of the spirit of lust and addiction, that becomes obsession, you know, and there's a real darkness there. And coupled with that comes this helplessness, right? I can't get past this. I can't.
Right.
And it's because the wound, the handle hasn't been discovered.
Right.
It has to be uprooted, right? But so many times people are just told, well, it's not a sin. Well, just keep trying or whatever it is. And they're not accompanied into the depths of the darkness of where that has been taken over.
Right.
And claimed by the enemy to get it uprooted and out.
Right.
And I've seen so many miracles when people really get healed and they're set free in that.
Right.
With others that are walking more of the norm of the vocation of, say you and I, married life, and all of that, I think this is interesting, the primary one is unforgiveness.
Yeah. So that's what you see over and over
Yes.
when you're working with people and trying to help them to be
Yes.
free and break through whatever barriers they have to spiritual growth.
Right.
It's unforgiveness. But what's interesting is often that's hidden, isn't it?
It's often hidden, and there's a bitterness and there's an anger attached to it. Mm-hmm. There's judgment. There's pride, mm-hmm. you know, and this is, you know, through the lens, of course, of that we never forgive. I mean, we never make light of what has been done to us.
Right.
But it's not ours to hold in unforgiveness.
Right.
If we do, that is a grave, grave matter. We must dig those out from the root. I tell everybody, we must forgive everyone of everything, of every minor thing, because any unforgiveness that we allow to take root, known or unknown, we will not be forgiven, because that's holding that just like it. I don't even, it's like an anchor to hell.
Yeah.
It just pulls us down. We're turned in on ourselves. It's a type of narcissism and despair. It's a doubting in yeah. God's mercy and his goodness.
And his justice. And he'll take justice. Care of that sin.
Yeah. But we don't even want to say like, oh, he'll take care of them.
Yeah.
What we want to move even beyond that is to a level of love of Lord, bless them, bring yeah. them to conversion and deliverance, heal them, make them the greatest of saints.
Right.
Greater than I'll ever be.
Right.
Right. That's the kind of love that we want to get to.
And that's the love that sets us free.
Yeah. And that is so often that separates us from our loved ones. It separates from our spouse. If we hold unforgiveness to our spouse, what we do is we turn away from them
yeah.
instead of turning towards them, withholding ourselves, withholding affection, withholding love, withholding, the sexual rights in a marriage, right? Yeah, there's a lot there.
Yeah,
right.
So I want to get capture something you said and give some, you know, people some hope. One, if you ever want to hear our son's testimony, who's the producer of the show, was caught up in habitual mortal sin. And the one thing I always tell people to try to encourage them, within a year of his reversion, he was free. Mm-hmm. Within a year. Now, it wasn't an easy year. It was a very painful year, a very difficult year, but he got free. And I want to tell you about a resource that's free for you to overcome habitual sin. In apostolyva.org, which is our community website, we have a course that I taught that's very extensive on overcoming habitual sin. And it has an overcoming habitual sin worksheet, essentially how to create a plan. And then we teach you how to go through that. Apostolyva.org, apostolyviae.org. You've got to have help with this. You need both a clear kind of guide on how to get free, and then you also need accountability and support.
Yeah. I really got to go here because this is super, super important. Even more important than forgiving our loved ones mm-hmm. is we need to forgive ourselves.
Right.
And we need to receive the forgiveness and the mercy of God.
Right.
That is actually the greatest area of sin.
You know what's interesting? So I had a guy at one of our marriage retreats
yeah.
who came up and said, I haven't been to confession in over 20 years. And I said, look, the Lord is working in you. Just go. I mean, right. We have priests available during these retreats and whatever. And he said, it doesn't seem right to me
that I get to
just go and it's all washed away.
Right.
And I'm almost weeping saying that right. because he's a good, really good guy, but he's holding himself prisoner.
Right.
It's a deception of the enemy. Yes. It's not that you deserve to be freed.
None of us deserve right. to be free.
Right. It's that God is merciful and wants you to be free.
Yeah. Yeah. So that actually is the most important thing, is to understand that we are children of a good Father.
Yeah.
And he wants to reconcile us to himself. I think that is the greatest injustice. That's the greatest sin. That's the greatest confusion. That's the greatest illusion and deception in our lives sown by the enemy is that you're not worthy of forgiveness. You're not worthy of the mercies of God the Father. You're not worthy to be forgiven. Therefore, you need to keep yourself in hell, because we need to remember that hell is locked from within.
Right.
Hell is locked with from within, not from outside.
Which means hell is our choice to go.
We place ourselves there.
Right.
We must understand that God the Father wants us in heaven. It's always been that way. I love Blessed Carlo Acutis, maybe a saint quickly. If he hasn't become a saint yet, I don't think yet. It hasn't been declared. It's still coming. I think the last miracle came. But he says it's always been that there was a place for us.
Yeah.
There's a seat waiting for us, but we must receive, accept, surrender to God the Father, and allow him to heal us and restore us.
Amen. So I'm going to offer this one more time, spiritualdirection.com/hell. Everyone listening to the live stream of this show today, which is October 15th, if you sign up for spiritualdirection.com/hell, I'll send you a free copy, which is insane that I'm offering this, of our new book on hell when it's out. And then we'll send the first 25 people that sign up. And then for the date that this is aired on EWTN Radio, which will be a different date, I'll do extend the same 25 free copies to those who go to spiritualdirection.com/hell. And my goal is, I just want to begin to undermine the lies about God's mercy, which is just extraordinary. The lies about, you know, nobody's going to hell, the lies that diminish sin, the lies that damage people's lives, the lies that keep people in bondage, the lies that keep people trapped in shame, which is what you're talking about. It's time to really get rid of those lies and come out of this false perception of mercy, hell, grace, and all of that. And this book will definitely help.
Okay, until next time, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com, and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.